Good morning. Good evening. Welcome. It is my pleasure and my delight to welcome you to this service. It's a service called Hanging of the Green, maybe S, Green Greens. It is a time when very seriously we make ready, when we prepare our sanctuary for the coming of the Christ child. We will place poinsettias, we will hang evergreens, we will light candles, we will put chrismons on a tree, and we will talk about what those symbols mean, because they're not just pretty, they mean something. And so we will sing together and share scripture together, and we will make ready. We will begin to make ready this Advent season for the coming of the Christ, and as a community of faith in this brand new Christian year, that's a very important thing to do. So as we begin the service of making ready, will you join me in our opening sentences? How shall we prepare for this house for the birth of Jesus?
With the branches of cedar.
How shall we prepare this house for the eternal Christ?
With garlands of pine and fir, whose leaves are ever
How shall we prepare this house for the prophet of Galilee?
With wreaths of holly and ivy, telling of his passion, death, and resurrection.
How shall we prepare our hearts for this revelation of God?
By hearing again the words of the prophets and the promises of God.
For in the story of Jesus, we see revealed the transforming power of God. We are reminded anew of God's vision of wholeness, justice, and peace for all creation. Thanks be to God.
Good evening. Thank you for helping me tonight. You get a very, very special way to help tonight. You get to help hang our Christmons on our tree. Now, you might have a Christmas tree at home, at your house, and there might be some really special ornaments on there. Maybe some from when you were born or vacations you've been on. Or my kids have one that says something special about every year. There's lots of special ornaments on our tree. But the ornaments that we put on our tree here at church aren't Christmas ornaments. They're Chrismon ornaments. Chrismon means Christ's monogram. And every ornament that we put on our tree reminds us of Jesus. There are lots of them. We're going to start with some of the easy ones. Like, what do you think this is? It's the manger. So there's the manger. There is one that kind of looks like a Bible. Okay. And we have the Star of Bethlehem. Okay. And then if you were in church this morning, you probably recognize what this one is. Yeah, to remind us of communion, right? Yeah. So then we've got the Prince of Peace, the Lamb. Miss Elaine right here helped make some of these ornaments. Every ornament that we put on our tree was made by somebody who either goes to church here now or used to go to church here when these ornaments were made. One year they made ornaments. They met together every Tuesday night, once a month, and every month they would make a different ornament. These ladies would get together, and sometimes they would make two, one for here at church and one for their house, so that they could have a Christmas tree at their house. So Miss Elaine might have to help me if I get some of these wrong. So this one is an alpha and an omega. You kind of see the funny-looking A, and then the thing that looks like a horseshoe is the omega. So alpha and omega. Alpha means the beginning, and omega means the end. So it means that Christ is Christ from the beginning to the end and always and forever. I had to ask somebody what this one meant. It's a bell, and I couldn't figure it out. And someone told me that this one is because a lot of times we use a bell to tell us that it is time to worship God. And the bell says, it's time to worship God. We have a fish. Because what did Jesus tell us? He said, I will make you fishers of men, right? I will make you fish for people instead of fish. And a long time ago, fish was a really big symbol to tell people that you were a Christian. And there are lots and lots of crosses on our tree. I did not bring all of them because there are lots and lots of different kinds, but I brought some. So this cross kind of has a crown around it to remind us of when Jesus died on the cross and the special crown that he wore. And this one kind of looks like a plus symbol, but it's a cross. Okay, and Walker's holding one that looks like a cross on type of the world. And then here's a cross that we're kind of more used to seeing, right? Yeah. And then somewhere I had one, there's one that kind of looks like a snowflake, but it's actually a cross. So I want you to go to one of the trees and start hanging these chrismons on our tree while we sing, okay?
Let us pray. God of love, of grace and mercy, of joy and of sadness, of laughter and tears, of all the moments of our days, on this night we pray for your blessing in this room, that it might be a place of celebration, praise, and thanksgiving for the birth of Jesus, peasant of Nazareth, child of yours, Emmanuel. May the greens and all of our decorations enhance our worship. May they engage our senses during these days of Advent. May they make lively our praise and our worship. Fill our hearts, Lord, with anticipation and wonder and the certain realization of the depth of your love for us, all of us. Calm our spirits. Sharpen our focus. Speak to us in word and song. Amen and amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you by night. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, or your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. The Advent wreath with its candles further call us each week to expectancy and preparation. The flame of each new candle reminds us that something is happening, that something is more still to come. The candles are arranged in a circle, which points to the continuous power of God and the eternal nature of God's kingdom. There's also symbolism in the colors of the candles. The three purple candles symbolize the coming of Christ from the royal line of David. He is coming as the King of Kings as well as the Prince of Peace. The pink candle is to be lighted on the third Sunday of the season. This candle represents joy, joy that on that Sunday the Advent journey will be more than halfway over. The large white candle in the center is known as the Christ candle, and it points to Jesus as the Christ, the light of the world. There is a progression observed in the lighting of the candles, where each week we recognize a different aspect of our waiting experience. For us this year, we'll be focusing on four actions: wait, watch, wait, weep, and wonder. The culmination of the season comes as we light the Christ candle on Christmas Eve at our family Christmas Eve service at 5:30 p.m. This evening, we relight the candle of expectancy, the first Advent candle, as we are reminded this season to be watchful. May the light sent from God shine in the darkness to show us the way to salvation. O come, desire.
O come, desire of nations by all peoples in one heart and mind, bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease, fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Evergreens have long been symbolic of life and growth. The spicy fragrance of pine and cedar remind us of the promised awakening of the earth in the spring, even when all else is barren in winter. They symbolize the unchanging nature of our God, and they remind us of the everlasting life that is ours through Christ Jesus. Among ancient Romans, evergreens were an emblem of peace, joy, and victory. And the early Christians decked their sanctuaries with the boughs of evergreen as a promise of the new life and as a sign of the hope that in Christ all live forever. The prophet Isaiah wrote these words, "The glory of Lebanon shall come unto you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of your sanctuary." May the evergreens in this sanctuary call us to hope, peace, joy, victory, and life in Christ. Amen.
Let's stand.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for her bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall.
From the book of Isaiah, chapter 24, verse 17, it is written, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. The poinsettia flowers were first brought to the United States by Joel Poinsett, a South Carolinian from Mexico. And there's an old story of a young girl in Mexico, Pepita. And there was one Christmas Eve at her own service in Mexico, and she did not feel that she had anything to give at the service. Her brother Pedro, trying to cheer her up, said, I'm sure even the smallest gift, but given by someone who has a deep love for Jesus, would bring happiness. Pepita didn't know what she could do, and like many people might, she grabbed some weeds from outside and walked them forward during the church service, making them into a small bouquet. But she felt embarrassed, felt this was too small of a present. Although, as she began to remember what Pedro had said, she felt better. And she knelt down and left the bouquet at the base of the nativity scene. And suddenly, as the story has it, suddenly this bouquet of weeds turned into these bright, beautiful red flowers. And everyone who was there felt for sure that they had seen a miracle. And so from that point on, these bright red flowers, these poinsettias, had become known as flowers of the Holy Night. Sometimes the shape of the poinsettias and the flowers are meant to be a symbol of the Star of Bethlehem, a star that led the wise men to the manger scene and to Jesus so many years ago. And in the midst of an Advent season when we can become so easily distracted in so many other directions, may the poinsettias also serve to draw our attention away from all the distractions and to the Christ child that is to come.
Let's sing this together.
Lo, how a rose e'er blooming from tender stem has sprung. Of Jesse's lineage coming as men of old have sung. It came a flowered bride amid the cold of winter when half spent was the night.
Thank you. Somebody build a manger.
One of the most heartwarming expressions of the Christmas season is the nativity scene. During Advent season, we find ourselves pausing, captivated by the rustic simplicity of a stable crèche, with its manger surrounded by the entire cast of characters in the Christmas story. Whether a small table manger scene with handmade or even porcelain figures, or one etched in glass with a more modern eye, or a life-size crèche filled with Greystone church members dressed in costumes in our living nativity, we are struck by both the simplicity and the overwhelming beauty, by the juxtaposition of the barrenness, the crudeness of a stable, and the extravagance of God's gift of grace to us in the Christ child. Yes, the nativity speaks of the mystery of God's wisdom, why God chose to send his son into our world as a baby of humble birth, born in common surroundings, we do not know. What we do know is that God reached out to all people, including the poor and the wealthy, the simple and the wise, the powerless and the powerful. All who found him, no matter their station or status in life, simple shepherds from the countryside, or wise magi from the east, they all knelt in humility before him. Knowing God is possible now because he came to us to be with us on and at our level. Whenever we see a nativity scene, we find ourselves in the scene with Mary and Joseph, with the shepherds, the host of angels, and with the wise men, and we are all bowing before the manger, overwhelmed by God's expression of love in coming to us. Tonight, we display a simple nativity on our sanctuary table. And whenever you see a nativity crèche in your homes, around town, around this church, or outside on the lawn at the corner of Lead Mine and Sawmill, may we all be reminded of God's great love coming to us in the form of a baby.
As our final preparation for the coming of Jesus, the light of the world, we will light our greens during this final carol. In this time of Advent, whenever you see a lighted tree, let it call to mind the one who brings light into our darkness, healing into our brokenness, and peace to all who will receive him. So let's sing, let's stand together, and our greens will be lighted as we sing.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
Lewis Stevenson was a small boy. He was very sickly, as they said. And so he spent a great deal of time in his bed. And there his imagination took over, and we received such wonderful stories from this man. On one occasion, he was staring out the window of his Edinburgh home out to the street below. There was a lamplighter who was taking his ladder and placing it against the lamppost and then crawling up the ladder and lighting those wicks so that light would shine in the streets. His mother on one occasion asked him as he was staring out the window, "What are you doing, Robert?" He said, "Mom, I'm watching the man who is punching holes in the darkness." Tonight we have begun our journey to punch a hole in the darkness. And through kindness, through small acts, through larger acts, through the willingness and the determination to come together and to sing carols together as a witness to the world that often is a dark place, tonight is a way that we have said we will put a stake in the ground and we will let light come to the world. Will you join me as we read together this blessing? Take time in the busyness of this season for quiet reflection, for the light of God's love is discernible everywhere. The good news of Advent is this: Christ is coming. Christ is always coming. We will welcome Christ into our hearts. We will let ourselves be guided by his ministry. We will go forth from this place in hope. Go in God's peace and share the light.